You ever cruising on like DoorDash or Uber Eats or wherever you get your food, and you see a like a restaurant that you don't know, but it looks delicious?
Yeah.
And this has been happening to people. Mm-hmm. They've been seeing this Pasquale's Pizza and Wings.
Mmm, delicious.
On their DoorDash. The food looks amazing. There's adult beverages.
Right.
Mm-mm-mm. Turns out, it's not what it says it is. And you've been swindled.
You have been swindled. Pasquale's Pizza and Wings is really Chuck E. Cheese.
What?
Yes.
Chuck E. Cheese.
So Chuck E. Cheese obviously is not open for kids to go and play.
Especially them.
It's a breeding ground for the Rona. Yeah. But they supposedly, and I haven't been in many years, have delicious food.
Yeah, apparently their pizza is amazing, if I remember correctly. And but
they,
I was four.
Yeah, and they all got together, all the executives in the board meeting, or maybe through a Zoom, and said, what do we do? We've got all this food, but nobody's ordering from us on DoorDash because nobody's ordering Chuck E. Cheese pizza when they have a variety of different options.
When you think pizza, you don't think Chuck E. Cheese.
Right, that's not the first thing you think of. So they thought, let's change our name. So they straight up did that. They changed it on Grubhub to Pasquale's Pizza and Wings. And people that were scrolling through were like, well, let's try something new. Hey, I've never even heard of Pasquale's Pizza and Wings.
Looks delicious.
Hey, the food looks really good. It's got like 5 stars and, you know, why not? You've been eating Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Ha! You've been swindled.
Yeah.
But they're not the only ones.
It turns out
Applebee's is doing the same thing. And they're posting as Neighborhood Wings. That one's too obvious. Pasquale was at least nice. I feel like maybe that might be a character, but I don't know. But Neighborhood Wings, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Neighborhood Wings. Oh, I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah.
I mean, I know like Applebee's is like the, is that the eating good in your neighborhood?
Is that the slogan? It's like your friendly neighborhood Applebee's.
Yeah, like it's like get the neighborhood, your friendly neighbor, your helpful neighborhood Applebee's.
Yeah.
But yeah, the neighborhood wings, I imagine, but I wouldn't immediately think Applebee's.
It's true. So if you're ordering from some random restaurants, you may want to check out.
You should do a
real
deep
restaurant
dive to see if you're not ordering from some random place.
Yeah, well, we were ordering from like a Mexican restaurant for the last couple weeks, and finally I drove by it when we were driving. Right. I was like, oh, it does exist, but it looks like a dump. We're like, So we haven't ordered from that again.
Well, the food was good, but yeah, we drove by and we go, that's what we've been ordering?
Yeah.
We're those people,
also,
I guess,
don't drive by the sushi places you've been ordering from, too. There's some of those that I'm just
Because of location. I mean, you can't judge.
I mean, you got to paint the walls at some point, right? Like, it's all about presentation.
Well, let's order from Pasquale's Pizza and Wings tonight.
I think it sounds delicious.
Okay.
All right. So Tim Taylor, he's got another 10-minute tune, but we got to give him the word first, and we're going to do that at 7:40 on The Wolf.